In such turbulent times, can you imagine that your whole entire job is to be a motivational speaker and to bring positivity into people's lives? Because that's exactly what Sally Wolf does.
Oh, Sally, this has got to be the best of times or the worst of times. I'm not sure.
It's Anna and Raven. Sally, thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it. I think in times like this, you're trying to find the light, but it's really hard when there's so much dark.
I totally understand that. And I would actually say that from my perspective and just my own experience, I think there's always both in our lives. And there are times where we're so lucky because light is dominant and the dark is so minuscule, maybe we don't see it. And perhaps right now for many, if not most of us, dark feels so much bigger. And there are days where it feels overwhelming. And yet, I believe when we look for the light in even those days and those moments, we can always find it.
My toddler is 18 months, and the joy that she gives me, it like overcomes me. It really brings me happiness. And I think that there's something I didn't have time before to really notice those little things that she does like I do now. But I think in general, people are looking for tactical things they can do
right
to bring more positivity into their life.
It's like they've been trained so they can snap right back to this when they find themselves in a stressful situation. So do you have any tips for that?
Absolutely. One thing is to gratitude journal. It doesn't have to be a fancy journal. You could do it on a piece of paper, do it on a notes section on your phone. But what it really means is you are going through your day and taking stock of things, meaning moments, people, interactions that you feel grateful for. Sometimes people like to do it at night before they go to sleep, take stock of the day. Other people like to do it when they wake up. Could be that interaction with your toddler that made you laugh. It could be that you go for a walk and you notice that all these flowers that weren't out last week were out now. It doesn't have to be big things. You're priming yourself. You're actually training your brain to feel more grateful.
Last night, I don't want to say I forced my 11-year-old, but I did. I forced her to take a Zoom meditation class with me, which she had no interest in doing. But halfway through, I noticed that she was really in tune with it.
Right.
And I was like, it was a small mom win. That's something I would write in my gratitude journal, that
yeah,
I found
something
new that me and Hayden could share together so I could understand that. What else can we do, Sally?
I'm going to build on that example because my 4.5-year-old niece is my number one meditation partner these days. She calls it oming. We often will start the day meditating together. Meditation is another great tactical thing. We often have this vision of meditating as yoga pants and fancy cushions and candles and all of that, which if you can do that, great. I believe meditation is as simple as a single deep inhale and single deep exhale. And if you can expand it to 2 or 3 and get to 1 minute or 5 minutes, that counts as meditation too.
Breathing exercises really do work. Like, I can feel that. But people frown when I close my eyes when I'm driving. At least my wife does, Anna.
When your favorite song comes on, sing out loud. Let yourself dance a little with your hands on the wheel, whatever you can do, and safely drive. And if you're at home and that happens, I am a big fan of full-out dance parties, meaning dance like a child would, dance like your kid is listening to Baby Shark, but it's your song. Because a lot of us are so easily distracted, right? We're getting all these notifications on our phones. But when we're getting all these notifications, what happens is our brains are wired to take in those things. This is going on with the pandemic, or this is going on with the riot. And we absorb those as if they are really in our immediate field of vision, so to speak. And so the same is true for positive things. When we actually can effectively feel like we are at a concert or we are at a dance party with our friends, our bodies, they just glow in a way that happens when you are feeling and surrounded by positive emotions.
I love it. So we got a gratitude journal with very specific things.
Right.
Finding some time for meditation, even if it's just a minute of deep breathing, and shaking it off. Finding
right.
some time to dance and move our bodies
or
like a child.
Sing along. Goes
yeah.
right. It goes right hand in hand with when they tell you to just go find a room and scream.
Right. It gives you a little bit more.
Right.
If you want to learn more about Sally, you can visit her online at SallyWolf.com. Sally, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.